Watch, high schooler rips MAGA hat and Trump banner off another student. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 27, 2019. A student at Edmond Santa Fe High School in Edmond, Oklahoma, was caught on video confronting a student wearing a Make America Great Again hat and a Trump 2020 banner as a cape. The student knocked the MAGA hat off of the other student's head, before forcibly ripping the banner off and throwing it to the ground. An altercation between two students involving a MAGA hat and a Trump 2020 banner at a high school in Edmond, Oklahoma, was caught on video on Monday, which resulted in one of the students being issued a summons for battery and assault. The video shows a student, identified as 18-year-old Kenneth DeWayne, confronting a white student wearing a MAGA hat and wearing a Trump 2020 banner as a cape, in what appears to be a hallway inside the high school, as reported by the Edmond Sun. Watch below. "Take it off already," DeWayne can be heard saying in the video, "take it off, or I'll rip it off." The video shows the underage student attempting to walk away, which resulted in the 18-year-old student grabbing a hold of his banner to stop him from leaving, and knocking his MAGA hat off of his head. DeWayne then began using explicit language and name-calling. "Take this shit off," said DeWayne, before forcibly ripping the cape off of the underage student and throwing it to the ground, "take that shit off." The school district had refused to release the name of the 18-year-old adult student, but DeWayne was named on the municipal court summons, according to the Edmond Sun. Edmond police spokeswoman Jenny Wagnon told the Sun that the adult student, as well as the parents of the underage student, have to contact the city attorney's office within 5 days, now that the summons has been issued. And then both parties will meet with the city attorney and try to work something out. If not, then it's up to the city attorney to file the assault charges against the student who is an adult, added Wagnon. Given that hats were allowed at school yesterday as part of the week-long fundraising events, there was no specific dress code violation, said school spokeswoman Susan Parks Schlepp. The student's choice to grab a classmate's property and knock his hat off did, however, violate the school's discipline policy, continued Parks Schlepp, adding that the school's administrators have responded by working with Edmond police to address the incident with swift and immediate disciplinary action. "The school district honors students' First Amendment rights, but must at the same time be vigilant in teaching and supporting students as they learn how best to respectfully express their opinions," said the spokeswoman.